Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
An even bigger banking deal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. A couple of days ago, we told you about a huge bank takeover out of Europe. Barclays buying the Dutch bank ABN AMRO for $91 billion. Well, some other banks want to spoil the party. A group led by the Royal Bank of Scotland said today it'll offer $98 billion. The Scottish company is especially keen on ABN's U.S. bank, LaSalle. As of now, Bank of America is buying LaSalle. Whichever way ABN goes, this will be the world's biggest banking takeover. The planet's largest online retailer is only getting bigger. Yesterday, Amazon said first quarter profits more than doubled. Sales climbed by nearly a third. Amazon now sells just about everything you can think of. And it's getting ready to launch an online music store. Should Apple be worried? Our Lisa Napoli looked into it.
Amazon has said for ages that it wants to get into the digital music download game. Now word is that it plans to finally launch sometime in May. It's reportedly also been trying to get record labels to allow the sale of music without copyright protection. Industry analysts say that's the only way Amazon could ever hope to succeed against Apple's iTunes. Music watcher Paul Reznikoff says it's not likely the music companies will bite. So why is Amazon even bothering to start an online store?
Amazon already has a huge audience. So the idea is, well, why don't we just throw a download into the mix? And then down the road, as digital media starts to take a bigger and bigger role, they want to be a part of that.
Forward thinking is probably best in the digital download space, since Apple owns at least 80% of the current market. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
On Wall Street, some downer numbers on the housing market kept a lid on things. The Dow did gain 34 points to 12,953. IBM and DuPont gave the Dow a lift. But the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both put on less than a point. Today in Asia, shares fell, led by a 1% drop in Japan's Nikkei. The dollar hit a two-year low against the euro. Billions of dollars are pouring into India's stock market. Plus, foreign direct investment into India almost tripled last fiscal year to $16 billion. Ashley Milne-Tite tells us what's so attractive.
India used to hold few temptations for foreign investors, endless red tape and poor infrastructure. But all that's changing. Jyoti Narasimhan of forecasting firm Global Insight says this year's jump in foreign investment is the result of an ongoing cycle. Since the 90s, the government has streamlined bureaucracy, made credit more available, and created tax-free zones to lure investors.
And now we see a lot of new inroads in eliminating or certainly easing up on regulations in the retail sector and telecommunications sector, which is, of course, what everyone seems to be interested in.
Last year, Nokia invested $150 million in an Indian cell phone plant, which employs nearly 4,000 people. And IBM has said it will invest $6 billion in the country in the next 3 years. Narasimhan says those foreign investment figures are likely to stay in the double digits for years to come. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The movie Spider-Man 3 opens in U.S. theaters in a couple weeks. It just had its debut in Tokyo, and already there are reports you can buy a copy of the film on the streets of Beijing for a dollar. Sony claims that's not true. The studio says those are, in fact, copies of Spider-Man 2.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Medtronic, applauding the many contributions of America's volunteers. You can find volunteer opportunities in your community today by visiting volunteermatch.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Some high-ranking public figures are on the hot seat right now. World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz is in trouble for helping his girlfriend get a high-paying job. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is taking the heat for firing 8 federal prosecutors. And presidential advisor Karl Rove is being investigated for possibly abusing his power. Leaders in the corporate world also get themselves into sticky situations, of course. But commentator Robert Reich says they have a much harder time holding on to their jobs.
In government, you can hold on as long as you have strong backers willing to lend you a hand. That's why Wolfowitz may make it, since the U.S. is the biggest shareholder in the World Bank, and Rove, who some have called Bush's brain, will probably stay on as long as he wants. But it's also why, when the going gets tough, the tough often let go of underlings to take the heat off themselves, which is why, as the U.S. attorney scandal spreads, Gonzalez may not make it. Why officials who ran Walter Reed Army Hospital are gone, and why Michael Brown, remember Brownie, is no longer working at FEMA. The private sector is different. Sure, there's often backbiting enough to fill a bear-baiting pit, but there the answer to how long can he or she hold on is ultimately decided by consumers and investors. Don Imus couldn't hold on because advertisers wanted him to go, because consumers threatened to leave if he didn't. CEOs like Bob Nardelli at Home Depot, Hank McKinnell at Pfizer, and Carly Fiorina at HP couldn't hold on because investors had enough. Success or failure in the public sector is often up for grabs because you're often trying to achieve multiple and sometimes conflicting goals. Meanwhile, lots of people are trying to grab credit and avoid blame. In Washington, a friend is someone who stabs you in the front. You just try to use your best judgment, and when in doubt, ask yourself how it would look on the front page of the Washington Post, reported in the least favorable light. But in the private sector, the goal is clear. Either you attract customers and make a profit, or you don't. And if you don't, it doesn't matter if you have all the friends in the world. You may get a 14-carat golden parachute, but you're still out of there.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. He was Labor Secretary under President Clinton. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.